Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we play music from electric guitar player Marnie Stern and answer a question from China about writer Toni Morrison. But first, we tell about some special sales of cars and other former possessions of one of the Beatles' most famous members.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby, can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car.
Drive My Car was a popular song from the British band The Beatles. The song was first released in Britain in 1965 on the Beatles album Rubber Soul. Earlier that same year, the news media reported that John Lennon passed his driving test. Within hours, many car dealers showed up outside his home. Each hoped to persuade the star that their car was the one for him. Catherine Cole has more about John Lennon's cars.
John Lennon decided on a bright blue 1965 Ferrari 330 GT Coupe. On February 5th, Bonhams Auction House in Paris will put that car up for sale. It's expected to sell for as much as $260,000. Officials at Bonhams say John Lennon owned the car for less than a year. It is not clear what happened to it after that. But records suggest that work was done in the 1990s to return the car to its original condition. While the Ferrari was Lennon's first car, it was not his most famous. He is probably best known for his multicolored Rolls-Royce Phantom 5 limousine. That car is currently on display at the Royal BC Museum in Victoria, British Columbia. The staff had to remove the doors from the museum entrance in 1987 in order to bring the car in. They put the car on display every year for a few months during the winter. They are unable to keep the car on display all year long because of its large size and the large crowds that come to see it. On New Year's Day, Braswell Galleries in the American state of Connecticut auctioned off another one of John Lennon's cars. It was a 1972 green Chrysler station wagon that once belonged to him and Yoko Ono. The Braswell Galleries sold the car for only $5,500. Braswell Galleries also auctioned off the white suit that John Lennon wore on the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album. That sold for $46,000. And the suit jacket he wore in the film Imagine sold for $18,000. December 8th marked the 30th anniversary of John Lennon's death.
Our listener question this week comes from China. Jali Liu wants to know about Toni Morrison, one of America's most famous and respected fiction writers. She has written 9 novels, many essays and lectures, and several children's books. Toni Morrison is among the few American Nobel laureates for literature. She won that prize in 1993. She was the first African-American to receive the award. The Nobel Committee said the imaginative force and poetic voice of her writing gave life to an important part of American reality. The writer was born Chloe Anthony Wofford in 1931 in Lorain, Ohio. She took the nickname Tony in college. Toni Morrison started reading early in life and says it was always a huge pleasure. In 1949, she entered Howard University in Washington, D.C. She studied English literature. She later received a master's degree in the same subject from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. After college, she married Harold Morrison and had two children. Their marriage ended in 1964. Morrison became an English professor and said she found teaching very satisfying. She once told a reporter that she loved nothing more than to discuss books with students who are new to them. But she said she realized that she needed to write when she discovered there was a book she wanted to read that had not yet been written. That book turned out to be The Bluest Eye, published in 1970. Toni Morrison wrote about a little black girl who believes she would be beautiful, loved, and happy if she only had the blue eyes of a white girl. Toni Morrison's next novel, Sula, was published in 1973. It received great critical praise and was nominated for the National Book Award. Her third novel, Song of Solomon, won the National Book Critics Circle Award. Many critics think Beloved is Toni Morrison's best work. It was published in 1987 and won a Pulitzer Prize. Beloved tells the story of a slave haunted by the horror of killing her own baby girl to save her from the suffering of slavery. Toni Morrison says she does not have a favorite among her own books. She says whatever book she is currently working on is the one that interests her most. However, in 2008, she told television host Charlie Rose that there was a book she considered her best. She said she met the goals she set for herself in the novel Jazz, and that it had the finest writing and ideas. Toni Morrison is on the editorial board of The Nation magazine. The writer retired from Princeton University in 2006. Marnie Stern makes music that is energetic, experimental, and creative. She is best known for her inventive method of playing the electric guitar. She uses both hands to finger tap on the flat, narrow part of the guitar called the fretboard. Her music is influenced by heavy metal and punk music, styles of music in which female guitarists are rare. Shirley Griffith tells us more. And then it comes to me, not every single line means something. You see, it's up to me to drive myself into the ocean. And then you come to me, you come to push down on my shoulders. You say that one is three, and no one makes it up and over. And then you wonder why everything goes. And then you wonder why everything goes.
That was Every Single Line Means Something from Marnie Stern's first album, In Advance of the Broken Arm. It is a good example of her powerful guitar playing and sharp voice. The drummer, Zach Hill, adds to the fiery sound of her music. Marnie Stern came to music relatively late in her life. She had a few guitar lessons when she was 15, but rarely played. Later, she studied journalism at New York University. In her 20s, she decided to pay more attention to guitar playing and making music. She retaught herself to play the guitar and spent several hours a day working on her skills and writing songs. She released her first album in 2007 when she was 30 years old. Marnie Stern's second album has a strikingly long name. This is it, and I am it, and you are it, and so is that, and he is it, and she is it, and it is it, and that is that. Here is The Devil's in the Details from that album. Marnie Stern has said that she only likes to listen to music in which risks are being taken. She says this music pushes her to do new things. Her most recent album is called Marnie Stern. We leave you with Transparency is the New Mystery.
Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims, Dana Dimange, and Katie Weaver, who also was our producer. If you have a question about American life, write to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer your question on this show, so please include your name and country. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.